So, all right. So this is a perfect segue into our Let's Talk Tech. So is there like a term that you use maybe on set in the art department that, you know, if you said it to somebody else or like you can make me sound cool if I ever meet an art department person, I'm like, oh, by the way, you know, what could I say?
Hello, my name is Rain Hansen and you're listening to the Sister Brunch podcast. I was going to say, this is like one of the first like concepts. Or maybe this is kind of two, but one of them that came to mind is like Greeking.
Greeking?
That like,
wait, it's G-R-E-E?
Like Greek, except Greeking.
Yeah, Greeking.
So basically, that's like, because of, you know, clearances and copyright, in, especially in this country, like, if you see any kind of, like, let's say we're looking at a shelf or like a fridge, and there's a bunch of products, Greeking is just like cheating every individual thing. It's a very set dressing, you know,
thing that
you
do.
You cheat it so that all the labels are like facing away from the camera. Because if it's not in focus and clearly visible, then you don't have to worry about copyright. And so whatever, it just has to do with obscuring, like branding and logos.
Yes. The brand or the logos so that you don't have to pay.
She's like, that's why they're paying you so that they don't have to pay the ad.
Hi, I'm Kelly Harris and you're watching Sister Brunch Podcast. Area of use. Because that is everything that we touch, control, and impact.
Okay, our Let's Talk Tech for this episode is area of use. I
love area of use.
It just dawned on me, right? I think of location manager. Oh, the location where you're going to shoot. But you have to think of all of the other aspects. It's not just what the audience is eventually going to see.
Yes.
Because, as you said, you've got to know about, did you call it supplemental areas?
Sure, right? Sure. Like the neighborhood. If you're shooting in a residential area, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just about what the camera sees.
Right.
Crew park, base camp, which is where the actors get ready. Like it's
and crew
so
parking.
Much.
It's everything.
So much.
The beauty of the location department is that we interact with every department.
Hey everybody, my name is Marie Douglas, and you are watching Sister Brunch. Maybe a doll. Do you know what a doll is?
No. How do you spell it?
D-A-W.
A doll. No, I do not know what a doll is. Oh, there we go.
So that's a digital audio workstation.
Like, okay.
You can... It's several of them. You got like Pro Tools. That's the most famous one. You probably heard of that. Fruity Loops is probably called something else now. FL Studio is what that's called now.
Okay.
But I use Logic Pro.
Okay.
It's like an Apple software. You can buy it on Apple. But, you know, usually it comes with a few virtual instruments already inside of it that you can compose with it. It's really a spot where you can make demos. You can also, like, record into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a studio in a box.
So it's like a pro version of GarageBand? Because I have heard of GarageBand, right?
That's not a good one.
Because it comes for free with the Apple product. No, I don't know DAW. Is that a DAW? Is GarageBand?
GarageBand is a DAW. That's really the first DAW that I started on. Back in like, I'm aging myself, dating myself. But like
You should. We should be proud of our ages.
2006, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I downloaded Fruity Loops on my brother's computer. Couldn't figure it out. It didn't make any sense to me. The X, Y axis was not making no sense. But later on, though, my husband got a Mac, and he was like, here, try this GarageBand. I was like, eh. Yes. Tried it out. It was very like intuitive and made sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I used it and then eventually ended up starting using Logic. It was right, real smooth transition for the Logic.
Hi, I'm Asha Chai Chang and you're listening to the Sister Brunch Podcast, Premiere Pro.
Yes. Premiere Pro. Tell us about Premiere Pro.
Right. Premiere Pro has become my friend ever since I realized that as a filmmaker, it's important to know how to edit your work. As a filmmaker, you should know how to edit your own work too. Editors, I love y'all, but
because you don't want someone else to do it for you, right? Like, you want to know how to do it. Yes, yes.
Hello, everyone. I'm April Rain, and you are watching the Sister Brunch Podcast.
And one of the challenges with AI is bias, right? Algorithmic bias, like. Even though it's been listening to us, it's still the people that then take that information, the engineers are still not aware of our community. They don't have the cultural competence you use.
That's right. We need to be thinking about creating our own stuff.
Yes.
That is first and foremost. Yeah. Because behind AI are humans who are programming the AI. Who are the majority of those programmers and engineers? They're white folks, right? Mm-hmm. Again, nothing wrong with white folks, but...
Yeah. They're limited. They're very limited.
Exactly. What world are they pulling from? And so, you know, when you see the N-word and they automatically flag it because it's, you know, a quote-unquote bad word, okay, but maybe I'm using it relationally. Right. And so in those specific instances, it's okay. Yeah. But if you say it's always bad all the time, then that doesn't really work because mm-hmm. there's not cultural competency there, right? And so when I, especially in the entertainment industry, when I have these conversations, you know, you have to think about the artists first and foremost. Okay. And so it has to be human-centered AI. It has to be ethical AI. It has to be culturally competent AI. And that's a lot. What am I saying there? I'm saying that at the end, the human still needs to be in control.
Hi, Sister Brunch fam. My name is Ashley Hipplett, and you are watching Sister Brunch Podcast. What I do in my day-to-day, and that's working with all of the unions and all of the numbers that come around with the union. So, for example, Local 33.
Yes, you've already said live, like IA.
It's stagehands.
Local this and local that. So tell us more.
So that was an exciting learning curve for me when I was starting because all I was hearing around me as I was onboarding was Local 33, Local 80, Local 728.
Right.
And I was like, okay, what does that mean?
Yes.
So I had this little cheat code with all of the locals, all of the unions and what numbers correlated with which union.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I think that it can shift depending on your geography. But essentially in LA, we have a number of unions that make up, you know, that are IATSE unions. And so for us, Local 33 is stagehands. Local 80 are grips, also can refer to medics and a number of other crafts, but essentially they all correlate with crafts or trades.
Okay.
And it is really, and when we say below the line, we mean the behind the scene roles, that sort of thing. So there's a number of terms that I did not know. So everyone, you feel like, you know, you need to know that you have the potential to learn and you can learn it quickly. And there now I know them like the back of my hand. So.
Oh, so good.
Hi, this is Aaliyah Williams, and thank you for watching the Sister Brunch Podcast. I really learned a lot about fair use, which was very important to the work that I was doing at the time on Black Barbie and really getting a sense of what the four-pronged structure of it is and why it's important.
All right, tell us, what's the
four? Oh, my God.
Don't put me on the spot.
But there's basically, there's a kind of like a checklist of what can meet the term of fair use, which allows someone to utilize intellectual property that already exists in their own intellectual property in a way that is transformative or commenting on culture in some way. It's a number of different things. And so that really kind of helped me as we're going through like the clearance process, which is such an arduous process, but
and
also just to understand the language of my lawyer partners.
Hi, I'm Kamala Avila-Salmon, and you're listening to Sister Brunch Podcast. So the two terms that come up the most in my work are packaging and getting things set up. And so when I say that to like my parents, they're like, what does that even mean?
Yes.
And to friends that work outside the industry, like no idea. Packaging, first of all, is not physical packaging. Right. So people think, oh, you're talking about like the marketing or the branding for it. No, not at all. Right. The package is basically the elements that in connection with the material that you're developing will make it attractive to a buyer. Right. And so this is who is directing that is a part of the package, yeah. Who's writing it, that's a part of the package, who's acting in it, that's part of the package. And so gone are the days when studios were doing actual packaging. Much more often, they are expecting you to come to them right. with not only the great idea, but that idea already represented as a well-written script and packaged with a director that's going to direct it, that is of value to them, especially in the genre that you're saying that this project is, and or potentially even like what they call one or two piece of cast, which sounds so commoditizing because they're human beings, mm-hmm. but one or two actors mm-hmm. of value that are going to be in this thing.
Hey, I'm Effie Brown, and you are listening to Sister Brunch Podcast. I don't know. I might not be able to answer this question the way that you want. Like for a tech or thing, I mean, maybe. I mean, I do feel it's a sort of word, retro tech, and I'm gonna go like a sewing machine, and I'll talk about yes. like a little bit of like okay. what like that's a piece of technology that people have kind of forgotten about, which is sort of like a granny hobby and a skill, but a sewing machine, because that keeps me together, and you know, and then I also love think that. AI. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the two things. We have the retro tech and future tech. I'm in, like, right now, I'm in that world where I'm like, and with the platforms and AI and how it democratizes and how it can be ethical, it can take over the world and be Skynet and we'll all be like Sarah Connor. Like, you know what I mean? In the future.
Which but takes like, you back. That's how, like, how you ready. Started on
I'm
Alien
ready. Like,
you
me as like, going like, we ready. I'm ready. yes, you know, yes. But also, like, you know, like, and moving forward and doing all of these things, like, I've gone, like, I have a sewing practice. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Contra Quilts, it's on Etsy. We'll go back
in. Tasha, will you bring the bag?
Oh, my God, that'd be so great.
Yes.
So anyway, so like,
let's bring the bag. Not the pillows, just because I don't want to have an evergreen. Well, really, I just want to make sure we're not. But the bag.
No, even it's like, just to say, like, but just to say, like, but just no, I'll go in, like, okay. But, like, that's yes, just a tiny bag. But, like,
come in, Tasha. This is Tasha Rogers.
There's Tasha.
No,
but, like,
us,
these are, so anyway, so this is what, this is so crazy. Machine. Like, so this is what I do. So I make quilts, like the old school, like, granny quilts. These are, like, the little makeup bags that I do. Because if you notice, that's, like, people of color and women, right?
Yes.
So everything that I do is inclusive. Like, the him, like, going, and it's conjure quilts, it like a conjure woman. Right.
Ooh,
so like
conjure,
because you
yes.
have to manifest. Right. Like that's yes. a big deal.
Yes,
dude, it's a big
exactly.
it's a anyway. That's my thing. I'm going to put something
love
like I'm
it.
Shilling. But I'll just
love
put this
it.
Right there.
So
but anyway, but like but yes. I go like for sorry. But the thing for me for
please.
Quilting and the practice is that like when you're in this business, like from the Project Greenlight, so you're making something out of nothing and maybe you're not being treated well. Maybe you are being underpaid. I was underpaid. So, you know what I mean? Like, and it's, those are secrets. Like, like people are like, oh, people think that you make so much money. Like, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're really broke. Yeah. Sometimes we can't go outside. Sometimes we need to figure out what can you do. Like, you know, if you're not a good meditator or you can't do that. Like, so that's when I started sewing and I quilt and I put disparate pieces, like your granny used to, like disparate pieces of material together that are all different and they can come together and make something whole.
Hi, I'm Kai Bo and you're watching the Sister Brunch Podcast. So we have in Unscripted a term called Frankenbite.
Okay.
And yes. it's based on the fact that, you know, as people are watching, it looks very seamless. We're going from verite, which is shot footage, to B-roll, which is, again, shot footage with no sound, just images, to interview bites. And it looks like this great dance, and yep. it should. But what's really happening is a whole bunch of stuff. So we're trying to get lines out.
Yep.
And a lot of times, you know, we may do three key interviews of someone, and then we want this part of the line and this part of the line from the third one where they have a different outfit and all of, you know, we're putting it together.
Yes.
And it seems like one complete thought.
Mm.
If you're being ethical, you're staying within the sort of, you know, you're being true to who that person is. You're not just totally making them say things they wouldn't say.
Yeah.
If you're being unethical, we know there's a lot of power there. But what can sometimes happen is you have this part of a bite and then you're putting one or two, you know, other parts of the bites together.
Okay.
And as a network executive or as a showrunner, I'm listening and it's like, I was going to the, you know,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
and we make a note. This sounds like a Frankenbite. So it just means parts of bites that are put together and they're not smoothed out enough or they don't fit well enough. And so it sounds like they were constructed, which they were, like Frankenstein.
Like Frankenstein, Frankenbite.
And so they either have to be, you know, massaged in the edit or in online. Sometimes we have to say, please call the talent, get that whole line from them, have them send it back.
Yep.
And they put it in. Or, you know, they choose something out.
Hey, everybody. I am independent journalist Georgia Four, and you're watching the Sister Brunch podcast. It feels like there's so many things I could say, but at my core, I'm not so much a techie as I am like a story nerd.
I love it.
Like that story is my superpower.
Yes, that's okay.
And so I was sharing earlier, B-roll is a term. Right. I think a lot of people who are not in the industry probably wouldn't know what it means. But in a lot of ways, it can truly make a story. It's the thing that is the most engaging. So if you're not familiar, you have A-roll and B-roll. A-roll is usually if you're interviewing someone or like if you're watching this podcast, right? It's like your main shot.
And these are all A, right?
Yes. And then the B-roll would be what you layer over it. So if I'm telling a story about my childhood and you see me on camera and then you cut to, you know, a cute little picture, maybe at nappy hair and, you know, candy on my face or something, but it's the paint in which you throw on the canvas to help really bring the story to life.
Yeah.
And I think as a visual storyteller, as a multimedia journalist, I really, really spend a lot of time on the B-roll, especially if I'm filming or if I'm photographing.
Hi, I'm Karen Horn, and you are listening to Sister Brunch Podcast. What's a phrase? And I use this with writers a lot. And I will say what it is, and I'll tell you why I chose it, because the phrase is a hat on a hat.
A hat on a hat.
And I use it with writers, and a lot of comedy writers often tell a joke on top of another joke, and it doesn't make the first joke any funnier or it doesn't help their story. So a hat on a hat, like, why would you put another hat on top of a hat? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't make it better, right? It's just adding to something that's already there. And I used it because I chose it because I wrote a piece on LinkedIn about it. And I had a picture, a friend asked me about like, what's my favorite phrase for writers. And I had a picture of me being silly, putting on like five, you know, like I had a pile of hats on top of my head. And I put that picture on LinkedIn and I said that life sometimes feels like it's a hat on a hat right now, right? Like it just seems like it's one thing on top of another thing. And it doesn't, and it's not making, none of those things are making us feel better or do better. But we know that there is, you know, like just when you get to the right point in a story and you see it works, we just have
stop
to keep going.
Adding to then
stop
just,
adding okay. it and work with it.
Hi, I'm Diana Williams and you are watching Sister Brunch.
That's such a great, another great question. Tell you're an AD. Okay, so it's a trait, I think, more than a skill.
Okay.
Oh. The trait of collaboration, understanding what you're good at, what you're not good at, and surrounding yourself by people who are good at those things.
Ooh.
I think this coming next era of entertainment is absolutely about collaborations more so. I think that is, we have put together this false narrative of there being the one, and that's all they talk about. I just listened to a great interview by Vince Gilligan, who really gave so many props to his team. He kept talking about the team. Yeah. He's at the top of his game. And if that man can continue to talk about the team and the traits of the team and what it takes to, and how long and how hard it is to get something to market, we all should be thinking about it in that way. So I do think.
And real quick, those who don't know, Vince Gilligan is the showrunner of shows like Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and New Pluribus Show, which, woo!
Oh, right.
Woo, yes. Pluribus. Woo. Anyway, yes. Sidebar that. But yes, I'm sorry. Continue.
I love this too. I'll just say, because on our prep call, when I told you about the Let's Talk Tech question, you said tech is anything that allows you. Yeah. And now you're literally saying the thing that allows you to get it done is
collaboration.
Hi, I am Felicia D. Henderson, and you are watching the Sister Brunch podcast. Visual effects and all of the tools that are related to visual effects, like CGI, is just the beginning. Just became the way that I think, and I loved it so much.
Yes.
And being able to take some of, like, you know, even our still photography, and use that as part of what we were doing to show their dreams, and doing little things like there's a horrible moment where they are splashed with dirty water. And I thought, even in their fantasy sequences, I want to remind the audience, they're still locked up in that stockade. So through visual effects, we're able to place that horrible bucket, and if you saw it again, you'd be like, oh, no matter. She's singing, you know, for President Kennedy at this big ball. But if you watch her come down the stairs, in the corner of the stairs is that nasty bucket.
Ooh.
And so for me, technology allowed me to tell my story.